In local news, construction of a Sunshine Coast housing complex for domestic violence survivors has been completed. Charity organisation Sunny Kids have built a 6 fully furnished townhouses for survivors of domestic abuse, primarily women and their children, to lease at a significantly reduced rate with no rental history required. This helps domestic violence survivors enter the rental market amid the escalating housing crisis. In a statement, Sunny Kids CEO Kathleen Hope said, quote, "We really want this to be a fresh start for those who have been through way too much," end quote. More than 70 Sunshine Coast businesses, tradespeople, and suppliers helped raise the funds for the project, which totaled over $6 million to complete. More in local news, the developer behind Ipswich's Riverlink and West End's West Village is looking to expedite plans for a 5-star resort in Mount Cotton. Developer Stephen Williams proposed a plan to transform the Sierra May Winery and its surrounds into a 250-room resort with an 18-hole golf course, conference rooms, wellness center, solar farm, and wastewater treatment plant. However, Williams doesn't seem to wish to wait for the approval of the Redland City Council, as he has applied with the State Planner and Economic Development Queensland to declare his plans as a PDA or Priority Development Area. If this occurs, it would become part of the Queensland Government's Southeast Queensland Regional Plan Urban Footprint, meaning it would be up to the state rather than the council to decide on what happens to the land.
In national news, the New South Wales Government is offering data centres developers faster approvals if they meet new environmental and efficiency standards. Developers are required to fund additional energy and water infrastructure, support local jobs, skill training, and community facilities. The state government promises to assess applications within 75 days to those who comply with the guidelines. Treasurer Daniel Mookie says the nation-leading policy will ensure data centres to pay their fair share for clean energy rather than relying on Australian taxpayers. Mr. Mookie says developers that do not comply with these standards run the risk of their projects being rejected. Also in national news, Australia's Lani Pallister sets a championship record and ends American swimmer Katie Ledecky's 15-year streak in the 800-metre. Pallister claimed gold at the Pan Pacific Champions over the weekend in the 800-metre freestyle with a time of 8 minutes and 6.1 seconds, beating Katie Ledecky's previous world record by 1 second. In the week prior, Pallister claimed her first career win over Ledecky in the 400-metre freestyle, as well as winning silver behind her in the 1500-metre.
In international news, Hurricane Lala leaves 200,000 people without power and at least 2 hospitals on emergency backup generators in Hawaii. The hurricane is Hawaii's first hurricane in 155 years. A search and rescue operation is underway after several houses were swept away and uprooted. Hawaii's Big Island is currently experiencing flash floods, mudslides, as well as many residents left without water supplies. The 2 major airports have been temporarily closed over the weekend, with 190 planes postponed. The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm, however, its damaging winds have killed 1 person and injured 2 others. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy after a rainy night, but should stay dry for now. It is currently 16 degrees, an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back with 10 with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.